Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Katie Bowden.
Hello.
Hello.
You're hungover.
I'm very hungover. I've got a Coca-Cola.
There you are. Jack's got a Coca-Cola. Normally, we always have wine as a general rule for this recording, but I've let him off this time. And he's got a Coca-Cola. He doesn't even like it. He just liked the glass bottle.
I really just do. And I can see your white wine just staring at me.
Hi, Jack.
It's like it's laughing.
I'm white wine.
It's so crisp.
It's
a cold, cruel mistress.
How are you, apart from hungover?
Yeah, right, actually. Curious to see how you'll react this week to my app.
Why?
It just kind of hit me to do this, and I've been interested in it for a while. I watched a documentary on it a couple months back, and it's an interesting thing. And it was something that I don't think either of us experienced. I think it was in our lifetime, but we didn't experience it. So I'm interested to see your thoughts. And it's not something we'd ever talk about.
Okay. My brain is already going kind of blue. Not naughty?
Not naughty.
Not naughty.
Well, actually, if you think... No, not naughty.
Okay.
So, Katie.
Yeah.
Today, we're soaring, we're flying, except we're not.
High School Musical?
No.
Oh.
We're not going to be flying because we're going to be talking about Concorde. The Concorde.
Stop it. The Concorde.
I'm going to tell you about the ill-fated Concorde aircraft.
Concorde.
Keep saying Concorde.
I feel like this was one, when we initially thought out the premise of the podcast,
yeah.
Concorde was the sort of thing we thought we should probably do a thing about.
Yeah, right?
Interesting.
So.
Interesting.
Interesting. And I think because me and you are like both quite strong, independent, like...
Women?
Business women.
Yeah.
Business minded women.
Uh-huh.
We would have taken a Concorde if we were like in the 80s.
Yeah, in a skirt suit.
Yeah, oh my God.
With a
so
briefcase.
Up for
us. And a perm.
Do you know this? I once tried to get a perm, but my mum wouldn't let me.
Of course you did.
I wanted a perm like Nick Grimshaw did in his early days of T4.
Oh, God. The BBC Switch days. God, you'd have looked like you'd have gone in with a picture of Nick Grimshaw with his lovely, luscious, curly locks, and you'd have come out looking like the lawyer from People vs. OJ.
Marcia Clark.
Oh, it's like that one time. I don't know if we've spoken about this before, but one time a few years ago, I got a phone call from Jack, and I think it's the only time I've ever heard him. Like, I don't know if you're crying or if you're close to tears. And you're like, Katie, I've got no hair left.
It was honestly one of my lowest moments. Honestly.
I was not laughing at the time, but now it's kind of... If you don't laugh, you'll cry again.
Yeah, I find it funny now, but it's still like... It still makes me... Yeah, it still makes me...
Oh, my gosh.
I can't show people.
And you've got that picture of that cute internet dog. What's it called?
Doge.
Tuna. And now you can't show anyone the picture.
I deleted the picture.
But I've got it somewhere, so that's fine. Hang on, no, we were talking about Concorde.
We were.
We really divert. Sorry, carry on.
So, let's get a few quick facts, hey?
Love facts, famously.
So, you know this, but the Concorde was a commercial aircraft that could travel up to twice the speed of sound.
I actually didn't know that.
But you,
I said it. It was really fast. I didn't know that. Sorry, carry on.
Which is almost as fast as a bullet.
A bullet. Okay.
It could take people from one corner of the planet to the other in less than half the time of a regular aeroplane. So, like, less than half.
Decent.
Mad.
I like those numbers.
However, it ceased operation in 2003 with, like, there were loads of reasons why it kind of was retired. But I'll get into them in a bit.
Okay.
So, the French and the British had been working towards this from the mid-50s.
Right.
And 2 decades later, in the 70s, it became a reality.
In the 70s.
So, in November...
Mid-50s, that's where they started. In the 70s, it was on. Okay.
So, in November 1970, they got a pilot called André Turcat.
André Turcat, lovely André.
To fly the first Concorde in a test over the Atlantic.
Brave of André. I hope they paid him well.
And it was a co-production between the British Aircraft Corporation and the Sud Aviation. That's French.
Cool.
And Andrew Turcat.
This is your episode, remember. You're the one that knows the information.
So Andrew is kind of seen as a Neil Armstrong among the aviation community because he took like the first steps and first foray into like new modes of transport.
An innovator. Transport.
He was an innovator.
Fun fact, I've flown a plane.
What? Sorry.
I've told you this before.
No.
I have.
What do you mean you've flown a plane? What? You're taking EasyJet over to Ibiza, were you?
Yeah, I've flown a plane. I was an air cadet as a child, as a teenager.
I did know you were an air cadet.
I didn't take off or land, but I controlled it when we were in air, and I did a loop-the-loop.
You did a loop-the-loop?
Did a loop-the-loop.
See, knowing you now,
yeah,
I feel like you would be absolutely terrified.
It'd be a fucking terrible decision to put me in charge of a plane.
You'd be terrible. I can't... You are good in a crisis, but like that's the thing that I would feel like would stress you the out.
I don't know. I kind of go in with blind.
Okay.
Sure, this could be fun. Loop the loop, woo. Great. Sorry. Carry on. Concorde.
No, basically, also a quick point on the Concorde and a regular plane. A regular plane flies at an average speed of around 575 miles an hour.
575 miles an hour.
But a Concorde flew at a sensational 1,320 miles per hour, which is a massive difference.
Loads.
So, like, double and a bit faster. Anyway, it took quite a while for it to become a viable commercial option.
Mm-hmm.
Background info on that was that after World War II, air travel became very quickly popular, so it became the vogue mm-hmm. because of those pesky World War II fighter jets or whatever. But anyway, the British were behind in like general aviation transport. So like good at the warplanes, bad at passenger jets and passenger
planes.
And the
we
US
them fun planes, is that fine? Fun planes. Planes are fun stuff. Yeah.
You know, your package deal plane.
Yeah,
you know,
Your Thompsons. Tui.
Hashtag spawn.
I wish. Imagine. Oh, that's sweet, Thompson Tui money.
America were like miles ahead when it came to passenger flights in terms of where they were with in technology. But the French and UK aviation initiatives collaborated on this new technology and developed it throughout the 60s. So between...
Right. In the mid-50s, French and UK came together to make the Concorde.
But it was not popular. I feel like a thing of our time is people bitching about the third runway at Heathrow.
Yeah.
I feel like this was
Third? Is it the third?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So I feel like this was the 60s version of that. Basically, people didn't want it because it was costly, really, really super noisy.
Kind of like the high-speed rail.
Yes, so high-speed rail. And it wasn't great for the environment. It's terrible for the environment.
It's kind of like the bad boy of the...
Yeah. So to reach that bloody whopping 1,300 miles an hour speed, it had to create a sonic boom, which is damn loud. Very, very loud. And it was...
Were you there?
No, just a sonic boom in general, is it? I was there in the 60s.
Famously old.
And it also burnt 100 tons of fuel to get from London to New York, which I assume is a lot. 100 tons seems like a lot.
It's a significant amount, isn't it?
But you could get to New York in under 3.5 hours.
Brilliant.
Quite
Who
fast.
Who cares about the environment?
Right?
Great. Get me to the city.
Honestly, quicker than getting to my hometown of Swansea. Anyway, the Prime Minister at the time, Harold Wilson, who maybe we'll cover in the future.
Potentially.
He sounds a bit of a... Sounds boring, if I'm honest.
A significant historical figure, but sure, let's skip over it.
No, but he tried to cancel Concord.
No. End.
End him.
End him. I mean, he's very much off.
But the French President, Charles de Gaulle...
Oh,
off of the airport.
Yeah.
Threatened to sue the British government if they pulled out of Concord.
Yeah.
So it continued.
God, we really like to go for the whole French UK versus each other after the Bayeux Tapestry, don't we?
Still go. Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember that episode?
I do. Yeah. I remember it so well. Okay, a disclaimer from last episode.
Right, this is a serious thing. We need to take a little break.
We need to take
from Concord
a. We need to
briefly.
Take a step back. Right, legitimately.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, not me. You're going.
Legitimately, I made a colossal error.
Huge.
I loved Katie's episode last week
about the Bayeux Tapestry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we discussed during it, I knew a little bit of, you know, about certain things. I knew about the history of the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, give Katie a compliment, few and far between. I'll message her to say how much I love the episode. So I messaged Katie going, Katie. Your episode on the Magna Carta was amazing.
Livid.
And she was like, cool, okay. It wasn't about that,
fucking
but okay.
Fucking furious.
And I got offended because she'd like brushed past it. So I was like, hello, I'm on about the episode from last week. I'm saying it's really good. Like, take the comment. So I got arsy.
Got really arsy.
Not realizing that the reason Katie kept bringing it up that we hadn't done it last week was because... We hadn't done it. Done the Magna Carta.
It was about the Bayeux Tapestry.
I'm such an
Magna
idiot.
The Magna Carta, you idiot.
I'm such an idiot.
Good that went in.
I'm
you really
such
loved
an idiot.
That episode. Anyway, Concord.
So,
really enjoying your episode about Spitfires, by the way. Great.
Katie, the project took off. And the first passenger flight was completed. From London.
Why did you wink at me when you said took off then?
Because, like, it flew, took off.
Right. You were liking it something.
What?
You winked at me as you said took
like,
off.
Like, took off because I did a pun.
Oh, okay. Oh, it took off. Oh, I see. Next.
Anyway, the flight was between London to Bahrain. From London to Bahrain. In January 1976. It went from London to Bahrain in January 1976.
Okay.
The US was skeptical and never bought any of the aircrafts. Only 14 Concords were ever built. British Airways bought 7, as did Air France.
Okay. The two main ones.
Yeah, the two.
For Britain and UK. Britain and UK? Britain and France.
Britain and France. A flight in the 1980s would have set you back £3,500.
What? In the 80s?
That's in the 80s. It would have cost that much.
Wow.
To do a, return journey.
Wow, it's like you going one of those Richard Branson things to space now, isn't it? That amount of money. Gosh.
And you'd expect kind of luxury travel, right?
Yeah. Lovely air stewardesses.
Wrong. Cabins were said to be cramped, uncomfortable,
ew.
And passengers likened the takeoff experience to like the experience you get when you have to lean back in a dental chair.
Oh, God. Kind of comfy.
Yeah,
no?
But like... A proper lean back.
Yeah.
And the profits made by the fleet were dubious. So basically governments gave them breaks and also made it compulsory for British government employees to use Concord as travel. So if they had to go anywhere, they had to use Concord.
Right.
So they bolstered its business, basically.
Oh, I see. Kind of sly.
And although in 1986 it was deemed a failure, it carried on until 2000...
Okay.
Then in 2000, there was a tragic crash. One of the Air France aircrafts got taken down by a punctured fuel tank and set on fire, and all 113 passengers on board died.
Oh my God.
And all Concorde.
I remember that. I didn't realise those were the numbers though.
Yeah, yeah, mad, right? And for a year, so between 2000 and 2001, all Concorde flights were grounded while they got to the bottom of why it happened.
Uh-huh.
It's a shame because although obviously that was horrible, that was the only major crash of Concorde compared to the, but so severe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But because it stuck out,
people
thought they were unsafe. But they were relatively safer than that.
Mm.
But also, after they were grounded, there was something else massive in the passenger plane world that had happened in 2001.
Ah, yes.
So by the time 9/11 had happened,
it
completely transformed how people looked at commercial air travel, passenger travel.
Completely.
And it basically...
A big shift in the way things were done in the plane world.
So in terms of how the culture of, like, plane travel, it just wasn't deemed a viable option to continue. So in 2003, 2 years after that, Concorde was officially retired.
I see.
And that is the short story of Concorde.
Golly.
Do you want a little pub quiz?
Oh, God, you gave me so many years. It's going to be hard.
I've tried to stick away from years because I did give you quite a few.
Okay, right.
But, okay. Question one.
Yeah.
André Turcat was the first test pilot of a Concorde. But what year did he fly?
1975?
It was 1970.
Ah, rubbish.
It's all right. I did throw loads of dates at you, but hopefully that's the only date question.
Yeah.
Question two, what was the destination of the first passenger Concorde flight? So not his test flight. It was going from London to where?
Bahrain.
Correct.
From London to Bahrain.
Which Prime Minister tried to cancel Concorde development?
Harold Wilson.
Yes.
Sorry, I should. Yeah, if you're listening at home, get your pause bit ready. I really ruined that one for you. If you were going to pause it and have that little thing. But
you've got one for free.
From here on in. Yeah.
Question four. A Concorde could travel, on average, 1,320 miles an hour.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me that. I really held that in my brain.
But how long would a flight from London to New York City take?
3 hours. 3.5 hours?
Correct.
Yes!
3.5 hours, or around
yes!
that.
Yes! Yes!
And when was Concorde retired? What year officially?
2003.
Yes!
Yes!
4 out of 5 ain't bad, sister.
4 out of 5. I'm not mad at that. 1970, though. That was where I slipped. That was the test flight from Turdcat. What was it called? Turcat.
André Turcat.
Turcat, yes. Well, I'll remember that now. And that is good. I remember the last flight, and I remember it being on BBC News. I was at Katie Eveling's house in West Brookend, Newton Longville. It was when we just got home from primary school. I mean, I imagine you were settling down and starting a family around this time. I was very much at primary school.
I don't remember it, you know?
You don't? I remember it really... I remember Jenny Eveling, Katie's mum. Two Katies, double trouble. I remember Jenny saying, girls, this is an important thing. You need to come watch this.
Oh, wow.
And here we flipping are, 15 years later.
We should
finally
have got
coming
on.
Good. Thanks, Jenny. Well, I feel like I've learned some stuff.
I think so. It's weird, isn't it? There's like, you think about the old days being quite slow at technological advancements, but actually it kind of was done and dusted within like 30 years. It happened, took off, as it were, and then was retired within a 30-year time period.
Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed that Concorde's were quite crap at first to get into. I'm imagining like full glam.
Yeah, not glam.
Oh, well.
But speed, so.
That's right. Should we take off?
Let's take off, dear. Take off your clothes.
You're disgusting. Why did you have to go there? Why did you have
I
to take
know.
It?
To,
it was a nice little plain pun to end the episode. Off we go.
Why? I've got another one.
Okay.
Why don't we go? Why don't we join the Mile High Club?
Disgusting. Why have you gone there? Do you know what that is? You don't.
Would you? Would
he knows what that is.
Would you have sex with someone in the toilet? On a plane?
My dad listens. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.